Do not judge. The diversity in which we live often causes perceptions and values from person to person to be poles apart. While the Bible gives us clear guidelines on major things, the understanding of minor matters varies. We need to protect the absolute truth, but be careful about imposing biased views on others. Judging is not forbidden in the absolute sense of the word. The Apostle John advises, stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. John 7:24. Judging correctly is discernment. John's thought reminds us that our Lord's injunction to judge not cannot be understood as a command to suspend our critical faculties in relation to other people, to turn a blind eye to their faults, pretending not to notice them, to eschew all criticism, and to refuse to discern between truth and error, goodness and evil. Need for discernment. Discernment is required so that we are accountable for our actions, 1 Corinthians 11:31. We can differentiate between right and wrong, 2 Thessalonians 5:21-22. We can deal with spiritual matters by spiritual authority, 1 Corinthians 6:4. Parents have the ability to control children, 1 Timothy 3:4. When we discern, we need to ask God for wisdom, James 1:5. Our motives should be to prevent court cases before the ungodly. Paul says that some will judge angels, 1 Corinthians 6, 1-6. Help people resist sin as God does, for edification, Romans 14:4. Protect the defenseless, Leviticus 19:5, and win people for Christ, 1 Corinthians 9:22. In a church situation, we need to collaborate where possible, Matthew 18, 15-17. Paul explains that this helps to remove evil from our midst, 1 Corinthians 5:13, and identify clear biblical violations, Romans 14. Why we should not condemn? Jesus cautions us on condemning others or judging for the following reasons. Our condemnation of others will lead to similar condemnations on ourselves. We could be guilty of hypocrisy, and our judgment is often prone to error. Other apostles also remind us that there is only one lawgiver and judge, James 4:12. While we judge or condemn some, God is going to help them stand, Romans 14:4. There are areas which are right for some and wrong for others, Romans 14, which should caution us on passing judgment. Discernment versus condemnation or judgment. Judging condemns, whereas discerning builds, protects and guides. Jesus came to save the world, not judge, John 12:47. This alone should be enough to prevent us from rushing to judge someone. Just like Jesus, we should focus on winning others over by every means possible. Am I guilty of having a double standard towards another brother or sister in Christ? What's the best way to handle difference of opinions?